Shalom to all. Today we're going to be learning Maseches Shabbos, Parag Gimel, Mishnah Dalet, and Mishnah Hey. And today's Mishnah is being learned Leilu Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Bats of Yaakov Maisha Hernish Shama Shadav and Aliyah and Bischos Rachel Bats of Ari Gittel and Daniel Eliezer and Spari Rachel. They should be gebenched with Zerushal Kayama Bekar of Mamish. Now this Mishnah is going to be discussing Hatmana using a real story. Let's remember Hatmana means insulating. That's when you take your hot food Erev Shabbos and you want to insulate it in something, wrap it in something, so that it remains hot on Shabbos. Now, here's what's important to know. One is not allowed to be matmin food on Erev Shabbos in a davar hamaisif hevel, in something that will cause an increase of heat. And that's because we have a chashash shema yatmin beremetz. One might be matmin their food in hot ash, and this hot ash still has some coals in it. And of course, we're chayshesh, though he's going to be machata begachalim, he's going to stir the coals in order to increase the heat. So Mishnah Dal tells us, Maisa sha'asu anshei Tveria. There's a story that the people of Tveria did the following thing. They ran a pipe of cold water through a canal or a spring of hot water. Now, even nowadays, Tveria is famous for its hot springs. They're called Chamei Tveria. And the people back then had a very simple way of heating water, and it saved them a lot of money on their electricity bill. They just took a pipe of cold water, they ran it through the hot spring, and the water got heated as it made its way through the pipe. Fairly simple. Now, Amar Lahem Chacham, and the Chacham told them, Imba Shabbos, if you want to use this water on Shabbos, Kechamin Shehochamu B'Shabbos. This is like water that was heated up on Shabbos, Asurin Berchitzu V'Shtia. It's Asur to wash yourself with and to drink. Now, this water wasn't heated up on Shabbos. It was heated before Shabbos. But this is considered like being Matminit B'Davar Hamaisef Hevel. This water heated before Shabbos remained in the pipe on Shabbos. So it's being insulated by something which is Maisef Hevel, and therefore it's Asur to use on Shabbos. Rechitz over here means he's not allowed to even wash his face, hands, or feet with it, and he's not allowed to drink it either. And the Chacham continued telling them, B'yontif, if this is on Yontif and you want to use the water, Kecham and Chochamu B'yontif. It's like hot water that was heated on Yontif. Asur and Berechitza, one is not allowed to wash their entire body with it, Umutar and B'shtia, but one is allowed to drink it, because we know that we're allowed to cook on Yontif. Now something similar about Hatmana with water. And we're going to be learning about two different types of copper hot water urns. Number one is a mulyar, number two is an antichi. Now, a mulyar is a copper hot water urn that has a pocket or a pouch on the side of it to put the coals. The coals are placed into this pouch and that heats up the water. An antichi is very similar. It has a pouch for coals. It's just that over here, this compartment is underneath it. So the Mishnah tells us, mulyar hagaruf, if we have a mulyar and it's garuf, meaning the coals were taken out of it before Shabbos. Shaisin Hemenu B'Shabbos, one is allowed to drink the hot water from it on Shabbos. That's because the hot water was heated up before Shabbos, obviously, and since the coals were removed from it before Shabbos, it's not considered a Davar Hamaisef Hevel. The copper hot water urn still is very hot, so the hot water is going to remain hot on Shabbos, but there's nothing here that's increasing the heat, so therefore the hot water is allowed to be used on Shabbos. However, Antichi, Afal Pisha Grufa, if we're dealing with an Antichi, even though the coals were taken out of it before Shabbos. Ein shaisin mimeno, one is not allowed to drink the hot water from it on Shabbos. That's because even though the coals were removed, it's still considered a davar hamaisef hevel. This is because of the way it's designed, and therefore one is not allowed to use this water on Shabbos. Moving on to Mishnah Hey, we're going to be talking a little bit about bishul, about cooking. The Mishnah tells us, hamecham shepinahu, hot water urn that was taken off of the fire. Lo yitin l'saychet sonin b'shvil sheichamu. One is not allowed to pour a little bit of cold water into it so that that cold water gets hot. This is like bishul. He's pouring cold water into hot water. The hot water is going to make the cold water hot, so that's usher to do on Shabbos. Aval nice in hula seichai, but he is allowed to pour a lot of cold water into this hot water, or if there's hot water in a cup, he could pour cold water into it. Kedei laf shiron, this is in order just to make them warm. Since a lot of water is being poured in, so the water that's being poured in is not going to get cooked, and therefore there's no problem. Now we're moving on to talk about food. Ha'ilfas v'hakadera she'eviron merusachin. A pan or a pot that was taken off of the fire before Shabbos and it's boiling hot. This pot of food is still very hot. Lo yitin l'seichan tavlin. One is not allowed to place spices into this pot of food. That's because this pot is called a kli rishon. A kli rishon is a first-class kli. It's something that was on the fire. Even though it's off of the fire now, we still consider it hot enough that it's able to cook. So no placing spices into a kli rishon. Aval nisin hu l'seicha ka'ara l'seicha tamchui. But he is allowed to put spices into food, which is on a plate or in the serving dish, meaning the food was taken out of this kli rishon, it was taken out of the pot or pan, and it was placed either directly onto a person's plate or is put onto a serving dish. Now that plate and serving dish is called a kli sheni. That's a second tier kli, and even though it still might be hot, it's not hot enough to cook. Now Rabbi Huda says, L'kol hu noisein, he's allowed to place spices into anything he wants, even into a kli rishon. Chutz midavar sheyesh bo chametz vatzir, except if he's putting the spices into something that has vinegar or fish brine. Vinegar and fish brine are very sharp foods, and they will cook the spices if there's spices put into it, and it's a kli rishon. But besides for that, Rabbi Huda says, as long as there's no vinegar or fish brine in it, he's allowed to put spices into it, even if it's a kli rishon. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Vav, talking about Muktzah, and Perek Dalet Mishnah Aleph, going back to talking about Hatmana. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.